gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 472. I am your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is very deeply affected by the recent review change policies. Wombat.
I'm deeply affected.
I meant the change in the review policies, not the review change policies. You knew what I meant.
That's okay. I knew what you meant. We all know what you mean.
Right. You do like to ask for review copies.
Well, sort of. I asked for two games this year.
Two?
I think that can't be true.
It actually is. Two.
I think it's two that you remember.
Okay, fine. Two I remember. But no, I actually hadn't asked for... It's weird, because I hadn't asked
for... I saw you ask for one today on Twitter.
Three.
No.
That doesn't count?
That was different. He doesn't count.
Why? He actually sent you an email offering you that game.
Yeah, exactly. He sent an email to us personally asking if we wanted a code.
However...
And I know that he appreciates us playing the game, and I did play it, and it happens to be very good. So
The Dexter game.
Yeah, that's someone that we know personally.
But you did ask them for the game.
I asked him for the game because I know he wanted us to ask him for the game. That's a different situation. That's not reaching out to a stranger.
You should always just ask the people that you know want to
give you the game.
Give us the game.
How do you know, though? That's the hard part. I mean, sometimes
how do I know what?
That they want to give it to you.
Yeah, he very much wanted us to talk about his game on this show, and I'm happy to do it. And also, when I watch the video of the game, I'm like, I kind of want to play this now. Actually, I kind of want to watch my wife try to play this game, and it was as exciting as I want it to be. The Dexter iPhone game, which I guess we're talking about now.
See, mission accomplished.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. The concept is really cool because you're moving these knives. And you're moving the knives out of the way of buttons.
That is a cool concept. I mean, I'm sold already. You don't even need to go on.
And the goal of each little puzzle is to push the button. That's it. Just push the button. Move the knives out of the way. Push the button. And if the knife slips...
Is this tied into the TV show?
Yeah. It has the voice... I forget who the... It's not Michael
The murder
Cole,
one, not like, the Dexter's Lab.
Yeah, no. It's the murderer Dexter. And if you touch the blade of the knife... Or if the knife slips through your finger, you hear like a slash sound and blood splatters all over the screen.
I'm out. That's why I stopped watching the TV show.
And even though I know the knives are not real and I'm not really getting cut, every time it happens, I go...
Right.
Like it's the first time. So in that sense, I say, yes, mission accomplished. That game is sufficiently creepy. And it's a fun, you know, especially obviously it is Halloween season.
I think I saw in passing that game was designed by one of the designers of Echo the Dolphin.
Really? That's funny. But it's really cool. I mean, it's definitely high concept. And, you know, obviously it's just, you know, a fairly bite-sized mobile game. But it's, for what it is, it's a really unique puzzle game for your phone or tablet. So, you know, kudos to our friend Chris Baker. I'll give him a full-on shout-out. He's good people. He wrote that book that we talked about that I forget the name of.
Right.
Wrong. Yes. The retro.
How video games got superheroes wrong in the 80s and 90s. Something like
exactly.
that. We're paraphrasing.
Yeah. Yes. But to get back on track, yes, I requested two games from a very large publisher and was rejected both times. I figured, what the heck, I'd give it a shot and see what happens. And
what they're missing out on.
Yeah, we're not talking about their games. We're talking about the iPhone game,
it gets into the Bethesda discussion that I'm sure we'll have a little later, I guess.
Yeah, let's do that a little, slide that in a little later.
Yeah, because we got to hear about some Thug Life here first.
Right, I mean...
Why, are you getting something from Bethesda?
What? No, you didn't hear about that news item involving Bethesda?
Oh, that thing with Bethesda. Sorry, I was confused. Like, what happened?
I'm not getting anything for free, Wombat. Don't worry.
He's like, wait a minute, what?
I would have no problem if Shipwreck gets plenty of things for free.
Oh, boy. Kazoo.
I'm just saying, it's not. Don't make me out to be some sort of criminal.
Oh, we're like 5 minutes into the show, and I had to call a kazoo.
Oh, Chibi's back.
My back's getting better. It's definitely getting better. I feel like the ping pong, I've been using muscles in my back that I haven't been using before. And
is that why you've reached the next level, as your instructor said?
Exactly. And he said the next level involves me having an extra half hour of ping pong lessons every week. But it involves
gain some XP.
But that
you're basically in a Scientology type relationship with ping pong.
Yes. But that extra half hour involves stretching now.
That explains why the last time I saw you, you hooked me up to a machine and told me that my ping pong chlorians were too low.
I should start a ping pong religion. That's good. I don't know. You know, when I think of ping pong, I don't think of money. Like anything that could make
yet.
Money.
Yet. Do you think, what's his name? Miscavige? You think he was thinking about money when he first started writing really bad science fiction books? No.
No, not he didn't write the books.
I know. It was L. Ron Hubbard.
Right. He thought about money. They both thought about money.
I know. I'm.
I think I would love to
have... We're all going to be mysteriously disappear after this conversation.
No, ping pong. I think ping pong in the United States, like, if you want to make money, probably it's hard if you're going to involve ping pong.
But, unless you're selling those $80 make-your-own paddle kits, then you might be doing okay.
What's that?
Whatever you've talked about before. You, like, buy your little components and...
From China.
Jedi lightsaber your way into ping pong.
JP said don't talk about that, so we're not supposed to talk about that. You're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to know that's the secret recipe from the cheap Chinese website.
What, to build your own paddle? Is that the secret?
Not to build your own. That's not a secret. That's like what that's what most serious people do. But JP's got a special website in China that he likes to order this specific combination of components from, and it's super cheap. And I don't know. He just said, don't tell anybody.
Is it madeinchinapaddles.com?
No. It's some, I don't know.
But is it?
It's like some Amazon of Japan. It's not a specific ping pong website.
I was trying to get it out of you. I was trying to trick you into saying it.
No.
Because then I believe once you do, you go back to your home planet. Isn't that how it works?
The paddle does. I don't. I stay.
Yes, the paddle does.
Oh, what were we talking about? I forgot.
How EA won't give me games.
Well, we'll talk a lot about that review stuff later. And Wombat's quasi half-hearted attempts to get games.
I think that's appropriate to say.
That's the worst
half-hearted,
part.
And I definitely don't really care.
The worst part, I feel like if you really applied yourself, you could get the games. And you'd be happy. But I think the part that, and I'm sort of speaking for Shipwreck too, but I feel like the part that bugs us the most is that it's like a half-assed attempt to get the free games.
I had the correct contact. I sent that person an email. They replied back. Actually, first they reply back, they always give you the false hope and go, thanks for letting us know that you're interested. If we have copies available, we'll let you know. And then they wait a week to say, sorry, we have no copies available.
You have to be at least 3 weeks out. Probably you want to be 4.
I was probably like a week too late.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think I rank high enough.
But one of those, didn't you just ask for Titanfall?
No. Oh,
that
I
was
asked
part
for
of
that,
the.
Like,
yeah, so you went for the double whammy?
Well, no, it was different contacts.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Now I have to tell the story. I was talking to someone who I won't talk about because I'm sure he doesn't want us, you know. I was talking with someone in the industry.
I wish there was a video camera on Shipwreck right now that I could just watch.
I know. I'm sure he's shaking his head.
Stroking my beard, thinking my way, like picturing all of this happening in my mind. I want to read these emails that you sent.
No. They were very straightforward. It was only like two sentences.
Give me game now?
No, I just said, you know, we'd really appreciate a copy for us to discuss on the CADcast. I don't even dress it up. I don't say I'm going to write a review. I don't say we're going to do any special coverage. I just say to talk about on the CADcast.
Wait, I called Kazoo a while ago, didn't I?
So I'm just saying, it's not like I'm being disingenuous.
No. Right, we have a lot to talk about. We can't get into this now. It's boring. We have a lot of big important things to talk about, like the Switch.
Exciting things to talk about.
Yeah, yes. All kinds of crazy stuff. Like I don't know. You'll see. You'll have to see. Halloween is coming up also. And this is our first suburban trick-or-treating experience. So I think Ty's very fired up, and we decided to go with a family Avengers theme. With Ty set the pace, choosing his Falcon costume about a month and a half ago, and then I went with the then Mrs. Cheapy got Black Widow, and I got Vision.
You have a Ooh. Vision costume. I need to see.
It's pretty budget. Yeah, I think.
I think you did well. Vision seems to suit.
So did you
frame.
Like go to Target
no.
and buy a Vision
no.
costume?
No, Amazon. I go nowhere.
I the same difference, but it's like an official.
Yeah, you know, costume. It's got like the muscle chest and.
Are you green or are you purple?
I haven't taken it out of the bag yet.
It's probably the movie style.
It's the movie it's one. Yeah, it's It's one of the, you know, it's one of the movies. I forget which one.
You know what you should have done is just got out a mask and then wore slacks and a sweater like in the beginning of Civil War.
Oh, so much cheaper.
Would have been a much better costume.
This goes back to Wombat's Green Lantern costume.
Ty's not going to.
Yes. Remember I wore a t-shirt, a Green Lantern t-shirt and a pair of black sweatpants.
And dress shoes.
And dress shoes.
Oh, my back is hurting again. Oh, no. I wanted.
Let's all pick on me today.
No, I'm not picking on you. I think that one's funny.
That was for a Halloween.
It looked good in a picture. It looked fine in a picture. I couldn't even tell it was sweatpants. But until you.
What was I going to do? Buy a leotard?
I don't know. I went for the costume. The costume wasn't that expensive.
I can't believe you remember that shipwreck. That was a long time ago.
It's
burned into my mind.
I'm not surprised.
That may have been like 9 years ago.
It's a good. It's pretty much in my mind also.
I'll never forget one of your t-shirts, Wombat.
Any of his t-shirts?
I've got a pretty good memory of what he's grabbed. Or what I've
that
seen
was a free. I didn't get a free Green Lantern.
Oh no,
t-shirt.
No! I'm not saying you did.
He likes your.
I went
likes
to a
t-shirt
store
style.
And bought one.
Mm-hmm. He likes your t-shirt style. That's what he's saying. It's memorable.
I am not being mean to you right now, Wombat.
That's why we need the camera.
I feel like that's a Jedi. I feel like I was just Jedi mind tricked by shipwreck. I am not being mean to you. You are not being mean to me.
Perfect. so yeah, I'm excited to see how this goes. I even went for the $10 or $12 better quality Vision mask. Then it comes with one, but if you buy the separate one, it covers like most of your head as opposed
to
just
the
front.
You should just wear slacks and a sweater.
I don't know. I don't even have a sweater.
And then you could be casual Vision. Or you can switch
you
it up.
You could have just gone as Hawkeye and his wife.
No, Mrs. Chi. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It should be interesting.
You should stop by my house, Ellie. It's going to be Iron Man, and you could like totally Avenger out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. We'll also have a Japanese family staying. Well, one whitey, and then the rest Japanese staying with us over Halloween. So it's going to be pretty fun. Actually, it's Camp and Kev. Remember from the Windows 7 Whopper?
Mm-hmm.
Famous YouTube video? Early YouTube legend, Camp and Kev?
Are you going to take him to Burger King while he's here?
No, I don't think so. Ugh, I can't even think of that. If I think about that video for too long, I just get really sick.
So no eating challenges while he's in town?
No, God,
They do have
no.
those Cheetos chicken fries right now.
Don't even... Yeah, he's got
I
a family.
I thought that was your kryptonite. Aren't chicken fries your kryptonite, Chipwreck?
Yeah, that's... I still have not eaten at Burger King since the time I got food poisoning from chicken fries.
Boycott.
Aren't chicken fries just chicken fingers, but smaller?
No, they are processed, and then processed a little more, and then formed into long strips of what was once chicken, and then deep fried. Mm.
I'm surprised he could get sick from that. It seems like it would, they would process that right out.
You would think, too. I've always thought that. I've never had a chicken fry. I don't even know what they taste like.
No.
I know, which is weird for me.
I don't know. Yeah, you would think it would have already killed everything, but I think the fact that like they didn't have them ready when I was there, and then they got them to me really quickly.
Oh, and also the guy serving it to you just wiped his ass right before he did that and then forgot to wash his hands.
And he was full of open sores. Visibly open sores.
But, chicken fries.
What's that on my chicken fries? Dipping sauce.
Hope nobody's eating.
Have the chicken fries.
What's going on?
I don't know. Wombat, you should be chicken fries for Halloween. Just make that noise. People are like, oh my God, he's chicken fries.
That would scare everyone.
Do you have a costume?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I don't have a costume. I'm taking my kids trick-or-treating. My wife has to work. So
you can wear a costume. I took the day off for Halloween. You can wear a costume while you do that.
I could. I don't know what costume I would wear, but I'll take my kids out. They have their costumes. It'll be fine.
Ship? No costume for Ship.
No, I thought about it, but my daughter's going as an Ewok, and I couldn't really find a... I don't know.
Was this costume made by your sister?
No, this one wasn't. This is a bot online costume.
Yeah. Very soon I feel like Ty's going to be too embarrassed for me to go trick or treating with him. So this may be my last chance to wear a really stupid costume and do it. So should be fun. I'm excited. Show feedback?
Sure. Snot Rocket has to say, classic cheap ass gamer username person. Yellow light, get some yellow bulbs. Most insects can't see yellow, so they are not attracted to it. Yeah, they are not as bright as regular bulbs, but it's still light and like 95% less bugs near the door.
Oh, sorry. I'm
did you consider that?
I feel like that light is yellow. I'm pretty sure it's not white. And the door is yellow. There's a lot of yellow going on there.
No Green Lanterns for you.
These bugs may like yellow.
Right.
I don't know. Well, okay. I heard that about this yellow light, and I Googled it, and it turns out that that's kind of bullshit. I'm not kidding. Good to know. I'm not kidding. Actually,
I believe you.
I have, I don't just, I actually, if I have a problem, I Google it. I don't just say I have a problem and then I give up.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Harry's dog has to say, the CW app is actually good. Yeah, it's free with commercials, but they don't abuse it. I think they show fewer ads than broadcast TV. It's how I watch Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, iZombie, and yes, Legends of Tomorrow. And like Wombat, I don't know why.
I can't. I'm just going to wait.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, it's really, I say at least give it a shot to watch Flash.
I have a lot. There's a lot to watch, though. I'd never feel like, oh boy, there's just no more shows to watch. What am I going to do now? I can wait to not have the commercials. I know it's less than broadcast, but usually so at least it used to be when I had watched commercials previously, it's often the same commercial over and over again. And I'd rather just wait,
Well, speaking of having plenty to watch, what are you watching now?
Bitches. I started watching Black Mirror on Netflix. Maybe I can convince you guys to watch this. I'm so unsuccessful. I don't know why I even tell you.
You should, because you're not telling us. You're telling the listener.
No, but I'm telling you also.
No, you're not telling me.
I am. I'm telling both of yous.
All the comments that I've seen about this show on Twitter tell me it's not for me.
No, but Shipwreck would hate this show.
Why? Why? You don't know what it is.
Sure, dude, it
seemed like something gross and depressing.
And British-y and Twilight Zone-y.
Okay. I guess you do know what it is. I watched the what I thought was the first episode, but was really the third episode. And then when
That's the twist.
Yeah, that was a real twist. And then I posted about it on Twitter, and people started making jokes that I didn't understand or comments that I didn't understand because I hadn't watched that episode. But then I fixed that problem and watched the actual first episode. And yeah, it was pretty gross. I like the third episode better, which was about, I could tell you what it was about without spoiling it. It's about it, like, I think these episodes mostly take place in the future, I think, or at least half of them have for me so far, half of the two. But in this future, you can have something installed in your brain, it's like a hard drive, and then you just remember everything. You can go back and rewind and stuff. And how this causes problems in a relationship. It was pretty cool and depressing.
Sounds it.
Okay, so maybe you're not going to watch this, I guess.
But you know what Shipwreck would like?
What's that?
Gods of Egypt.
Why, Wombat? What are we doing here?
I don't know. It was pretty bad. I was home. It was Saturday night. I had a long day and I was tired.
I don't like it.
So I was like, what's on TV? And it was on, and I didn't feel like changing the channel.
Got to cancel cable.
So I watched Gods of Egypt from beginning to end. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes long, by the way.
Let me ask you a question. Seriously.
Uh-huh. It's super dumb.
I know. Let me ask you a question. Forget about Gods of Egypt.
And your brain just goes while you're watching. It's like, oh, my life is so terrible. Ooh, what's this all about? Poof.
Who stars in that, by the way? Anybody?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No, what's his face from 300? Gerard Butler, is that his name?
That's sure.
His name.
Listen, I'm trying to save you money. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Okay.
You don't even watch local sports, right? At all?
Sure I do.
What?
Football?
But is that on cable?
Yes.
What?
Red Zone Channel.
Oh, well, you can get that separately. Or no, or is it blacked out?
I think it's blacked out.
That's the only problem. You can't really cut the cord if you like to watch local sports.
I like my football, so.
Can you just go to your friend's house?
I have no friends. The only friend I have is you, and you don't let me in your house.
I've let you in my house several times.
I know.
And I don't watch football. You're not going to come here and watch football.
I know. I can't watch football in your house. You don't have cable.
One of Ty's friend's dads invited me to come watch football and with the family, and I was like, I don't think I could sell that, and I think I don't know, I think he might have been offended, but we don't watch football.
I say I actually haven't been able to watch as much football as I'd like because my son's been too busy playing football, and all of his games are at 1 o'clock, which is when football starts. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird that they
time to cancel cable.
Yeah.
That's
you know, it's not that I wouldn't cancel cable. I don't know.
You would.
Sounds like work.
Is your kid playing flag football or tackle?
Yeah, he plays flag. He's that, you know, that NFL flag football league that they have.
Sure.
Yeah. The jerseys are really cool. They get like these authentic looking jerseys, except they say flag football on the back and big
letters. They got them in your size?
I wish. Although my son's jersey should fit him for the next 5 years. It's basically like they're all wearing like tents, but you know.
The video of him quarterbacking was pretty, pretty epic.
His 5 seconds as quarterback.
It's as soon as he has the ball and sees the kids running at him, he just as he's walking backwards, just throws the ball like 2 feet forward.
Yes, that's pretty much how it works with 5-year-olds playing football.
It's like, don't run into me.
Yeah, and they're only allowed to do a running play like once every 4 downs or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So they have to pass it most of the time?
My high school would just try to run it all the time because they couldn't really pass.
Well, there's a difference between a 17-year-old and a 5-year-old.
But why can't you do more running plays? I think you would want to do more running plays.
Because then they get like a touchdown every time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Grabbing those flags is hard. Grabbing the flags is hard.
Yeah, grabbing the flags can be hard. So the kids, once a kid starts running, that's it.
It's like the bow run every time.
Yeah. You know, with my son's team's stellar record of 1-3.
Yeah, he's got to work on his quarterbacking. Tell him that you can't be, it's nothing to be afraid of, right? Just pulling the flag.
No, he actually really likes it, which, you know, so I'm not going to discourage this in any way, shape, or form. And I mean that seriously. He really likes it. And it's a shame that this is weekend is the last game. Right. But what can you do? He'll play next year.
That's what you can do. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you can do. Mm-hmm. Okay, shall we talk about some new releases?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. The Wii has a new game out this week.
Awesome.
Just Dance 2017 for the Wii is available.
Everybody has it. Except for the 3D.
Oh, Just Dance. Yeah. It'll be okay.
That franchise, that must be a good franchise to own.
Yeah.
Just keep pumping those out.
Ubisoft, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an Ubisoft game.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You no
especially
longer
since
need-
all the other ones died out. Like, you used to have a lot of dancing competition, and now it's just Dance.
Now it's Just Dance.
And you don't need a Kinect anymore to play it on the Xbox One.
No, those Just Dance games, you never really needed to have much because it doesn't really track much.
Right.
I play the Disney Just Dance game with my daughter pretty regularly. And yeah, it's just like tracking like one hand when you're dancing.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's perfect.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. Battlefield 1 is out, came out, is coming
out. I don't
know
what that game is.
It's Dead to Wombat.
Right.
Never heard of that game. I don't even know what it is.
It's fine by me.
Jim Sterling was posting that EA didn't send copies out. It's the same thing, you know. I mean, we'll talk about it, I guess, later with the with the Bethesda.
We talked about Battlefield 1 some last week, where you guys had played some of the early access stuff.
I have not played any more since then, and I'm pretty sure Wombat hasn't either.
I played a little bit more, but nothing to talk about.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you never got past the fuses, right?
No, I know. No.
You haven't even got
I'm not
to the
further
fuses.
Than you got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to.
No, I didn't get that.
I should probably figure out what to do.
I played
do
like 3 minutes more.
Gotcha.
And then I had to deal with other things.
Things.
Other things.
Ship, you didn't play.
No, I don't know. I'm sure, it's fine.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered Titanfall 2, which comes out this week, because that one, I don't know, it appeals to me more. Giant robots.
I can understand that.
Yeah, giant robots. I liked what we played of it at E3. It was a toss-up, really, between whether I was going to get Call of Duty or Titanfall, because Call of Duty looked really good, too, at E3. But, I don't know, this just seemed... I don't know, it's the first Titanfall with a campaign mode, so...
And Giant Bomb gave it
my
a five.
$15 that I spent at Best Buy after reward certificates and nonsense... Went to Titanfall 2.
Titanfall right now has a Metacritic score of 92.
It's all right.
Based on 9 critics.
Everybody getting bonuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, 9 critics is a small sampling.
That probably means they didn't send out many copies.
Cherry-picked critics.
Yep. It has an 89 on the PlayStation 4 with 18 critics. I was looking at the Xbox One, so wait, let's see. So 89, there go all those bonuses. Sorry, guys.
It's complicated.
You're getting a whole lot of nothing.
I would get it, but I have a lot of other games to play right now, and there's
I know there's it was so really tough. I just had so much Best Buy credit that it was like, well, I'm gonna miss out on this $10 certificate if I don't pre-order it.
Yeah, and it's gone. You can't do it. It's too late to get the $10 certificate. So
yeah, I'm good waiting on these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figure at this point I want to play it, but I can also wait for it to drop in price.
And you know it's coming. You know it's coming to EA Access in.
It's gonna come to EA soon. Access. I could see it being on sale at Black Friday, which is a month away.
I'm saying that 10 hours is enough of this game for you, Wombat, and probably Shipwreck too. Shipwreck just wants to play through the single player, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's all I
and Wombat as
play,
well,
sure.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I played the
I don't know.
Beta.
I've been playing a lot of online Gears.
Online? Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. Well,
I'm surprised to hear that.
You know what I like? I like playing the it, you know, just the co-op multiplayer, not the horde mode, but the co-op like deathmatch type stuff.
Team deathmatch, you mean?
It's team deathmatch, but everyone is but the other team isn't real people.
Oh, okay.
You could play it where the other team is just four bots.
Okay, sure.
But it's unlike horde mode, which can be like a couple of hours, which is fine when you have the time. This is only like 5 minutes.
Nice.
And it's nice to kind of get in there, play 5 minutes, shoot some bad guys or chainsaw some bad guys and get some credits, open a pack of stupid cards, and, you know. It's a fine way to waste 45 minutes if that's all the time you have to play a video game.
Hmm.
I also did a one-on-one death match with Sabrina.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How'd that go?
It was fun. We had a good time. I turned off all the bad language and all the gore. So, Shipwreck, if you're wondering what it looks like when there's no gore in the game, because you asked that last week, it looks pretty silly. And it almost looks like the game is broken.
I'm sure. There must be like big gaps in what it's supposed to be there.
Yeah, it almost looks like a clipping issue. Hmm. That's how I would describe it. But we played together. It was actually pretty funny. We laughed a lot playing that together. Yeah. So I would do it again. My wife was like, this is so inappropriate. I'm like, what? There's no blood. There's no blood. There's no swearing.
As long as she's not scared by the monsters, there's really no problem.
No, she wasn't scared. She wasn't scared by the monsters, but she refused to play as one.
That's racist, isn't it?
Yes, that's
a little bit. She's a little bit.
I think she's monstrous. That's what it is.
All right. What else we got? New releases.
Farming Simulator 17 is out. That game will make a lot of money.
That's the one that we saw at E3.
Yes.
And they were telling us how many copies they sell that game, and how it's like funding their whole operation.
Right.
People like it. And they have like real farming equipment in there, and it's all like up to spec because farming nerds demand 100% authenticity.
I totally see how that game can make a lot of money.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It seems like something that you would start playing and then you just play it for an entire year. Like just sitting there zoning out while you're watching Gods of Egypt. And tending your crops.
You know, a lot of people like that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't make any money. It was a huge commercial failure.
Gods of Egypt.
It's from the guy who directed Dark City and The Crow.
I'm pretty sure it's got a bad Rotten Tomato score.
Oh, it has a terrible Rotten Tomato score.
It's got a 16%. That is pretty low for Rotten Tomatoes.
That is pretty low. It's got the guy who plays Black Panther in it, who for some reason talks with a British accent.
And it's got an audience score of 38%, which is really low.
That is also very
because
low.
The audience usually likes everything.
I was in the mood to not have to think about anything going on in the world, and it sufficiently allowed me to do that.
It's an airplane movie.
Yeah, yes, it's definitely an airplane movie.
Any other new releases that we should talk about?
Porn Studio Tycoon for the PC.
No, thanks.
Have you tried that out yet, GP?
Porn Studio Tycoon. That's interesting. I bet you it's not that good, though. But I shouldn't say that because I don't know anything about it. I did notice that it's $19.69, unless Wombat just changed that. As a joke.
I didn't. I wish I did. Okay. I wish I was that clever.
Because I see your cursor just like dancing around there and I can't tell if, you know, what's going on. No, that's very clever. But I don't know. I'll have to see what the reviews are on that. But still, so many games.
No time for Porn Studio Tycoon?
Sometimes you got to make time for Porn Studio Tycoon.
I just got an alert that from the Pitt News, University of Pittsburgh newspaper, there's a new big feature about the craze taking over the University of Pittsburgh. Guess what it is, GP?
Creepy clowns.
Ping pong.
No. Wow. What does it mean, though, really?
I don't know. It means that I guess kids are playing ping pong.
It's a great sport. I'm telling you. When you really play, you get a great exercise. I'm soaking wet by the end of my lesson. I have to bring a shirt.
Well, it's also your table's outside and it's raining.
No, when I have I don't have my lesson at home. You know? And certainly not in the winter. So, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do in the winter?
Nothing. I'm going to continue going into the city to get my lesson once a week. And
you should get those heaters that they have. Like a big, tall outdoor heater.
Put it next to the ping pong table?
Play outside. Huh?
And put it next to the table?
Yeah.
It might. It's too much. I want to stop buying things. It's too much already.
You should come with us for where we're going for Thanksgiving. They have a ping pong table.
Really?
Yeah, the woman let me know on the phone.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done with the new releases? No, there's Civilization VI.
Mm-hmm.
Is that supposed to be good? I'm assuming it is.
They're all good. I'm sure it's good, yeah.
They're always good.
Let's see. I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't care, actually.
Right. You know whether or not you want that game or not. And I'm sure they did not screw it up.
Anything else?
No.
Nice. All right. Well, how about a word from our friends at Harrys.com? Have you shaven recently, Wombat? Are you a clean shaven?
Is that the past tense? Is it shaven?
Clean shaven? Are you clean shaven?
I am not actually today, but I was the other day. And actually, here's something interesting. I was on the phone walking to the train station today, and I was talking to one of my coworkers. Actually, someone who's a senior executive. And I'm on my cell phone, and we're talking, and we were talking about Halloween. And he said, yeah, well, you know, when you're clean shaven, you always look really good. So you could probably, you know, and it came up that I look good when I'm clean shaven. So.
You know what we forgot to talk about? Forgot to talk about Ty's birthday party.
Yes. But we're talking about Harry.
I know, but it ties into this because Wombat said to me, he's like, you know, your dad looks so much younger than the last time I saw him. You know, my dad's...
Both of your parents, but yes, your dad, for sure.
And what did my dad say to you when...
He said, it must be the Harry's razors.
He says, no, he said it was the aftershave or one of the bomb, post-shave bomb
or
something. Yes,
the shave bomb.
But that was pretty funny. We should talk about the birthday party after.
Your parents look great. Is that a problem?
No. I'm just saying it ties into Harry's. We forgot to talk about it. And it ties into Harry's. Both of those things.
Yes. It was a very nice time, by the way.
It was. So Harry's has got a great offer. You go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG. And you'll get a free shave bomb with your order. Right? Is that what you get? Mm-hmm. Yes, a free post-shave bomb. If you want to, you know, maintain your youth like my father and have dashing young men in their 30s come up to you and say, sir, you look like 5 years younger than the last time I saw you. You need to go to harrys.com right now and use coupon.
And for those who don't know, Cheapy's dad is 97 years old.
Yes.
And he looks like he's 60.
He's not 97.
I know that.
He's 74. He will be 74 soon.
But he could easily pass for 65.
Great. Mm-hmm. And it's all because
of Harry's.
Of Harry's.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff. Check out the new razors. Check out the new razor blade handle. Harry's guarantees that you will like it. I mean, what more do we really need to say?
German quality blades. They bought the factory.
And now you buy the blades. See how this works? It's all a circle.
Yep.
All right. Let's...
Harry's is so... Are we supposed to read that? Harry's is so confident with the quality of their blades?
I don't know. Sure. You can read whatever you want.
They'll send you their popular free trial set. Is that still active?
Yeah.
So it comes with a razor, the 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Free when you sign up for a shave plan. You just pay shipping of $3.
Yeah, it's good. It's actually a good deal. I actually went to the website and checked it out. So
that's a really good deal. Enter code CAG at checkout to get a post-shave bum added to your order for free.
It's beautiful.
So we're looking at the trial set, the razor, the five-blade cartridge, the shaving gel, and the post-shave bum.
AKA the youth, the fountain of youth.
Yes. Ponce de Leon's post-shave bum.
All right. Coupon code CAG. Thanks, Harry's. All right. Let's talk about the Switch. The big Switch. The big switcheroo. The big reveal via YouTube.
Now, I am not a hipster and I don't live in Brooklyn. Is the Switch okay for me?
Are you? How athletic are you?
I am not. Neither, and I'm not in a band. I don't go into a van on a regular basis. And I've never been to a rooftop party.
Well, do you want to talk about the quality of the reveal trailer? Or do you want to talk about the actual product? Because
well, it was a pretty goofy reveal trailer.
It's pretty goofy, and it's pretty interesting that there were no kids involved in it at all.
Nope, no kids were harmed in the making of that trailer.
Which is, you know, obviously intentionally done, and that's, I guess they want to say that they're like a hip product. But it doesn't really look like that, though, does it?
I have a theory on it, though.
Okay, let's hear it, because I was confused by the brand, the messaging.
I think, and again, because it's I think what they're really trying to do, who they're aiming for, at least in that trailer, not overall, but in that trailer, are people who may look back on the Wii with nostalgia.
The Wii U, you mean?
No, the Wii, the original Wii.
Why?
People who remember playing the Wii as a kid are now 20-somethings.
But how is this like the Wii?
It's not that it's like the Wii. It's just nostalgia. It's treating in those emotions of when they got their Wii and they played Wii Sports for the first time.
I can't even tell if he's being serious or not.
I am.
I think he's being serious. I just don't. I'm having trouble making the connections as well with the ad that they put out.
It's because, you know, we are the NES generation, the Nintendo Entertainment System generation. So for us, it's when we see Nintendo, if they're trying to reach us, they're going to show more Mario and Zelda, which they showed a little bit of. But this was really more about motion and movement and picking it up and taking it around and sliding it in and showing those little controllers, which Cheapy liked to say how stupid those were. But those controllers are very reminiscent of holding a Wii controller sideways and playing the Wii. And I think that what they're trying to do is recapture that audience that enjoyed the Wii and owned the Wii but skipped the Wii U.
Wow.
Because they were probably in that gray age area.
Wow. That's a theory right there that I have not heard before.
That could – those things detaching, I completely blocked that from my mind. So, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to work or it's a good idea.
Right, I understand. I don't know that people have.
I'm just saying, I think that's what they were. You asked why they had those kids in the video, and I'm telling you why.
Do people have a great memory of the Wii? Like fond memories?
When did the Wii come out? 2006?
It came out. Well, that was a year after. Did it come out before Xbox 360?
I'm trying to remember what the Wii launch year was.
2006.
2006. That's 10 years ago. If you're 25 now, you were 15 when that came out. You got that for Christmas. It was probably a really good Christmas. You're 13 and you're 23 now.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not that age, so I can't say whether this is right or not.
That's what I'm saying. None of us are that age. So we need someone that age to chime in and let me know if they think I'm right or wrong.
Did you hear Ty's review of the trailer?
I started listening to it.
So no. He liked it and he said he would like for me to buy one. But if he had to choose, if he was somebody who had no video games in his life, and he had to choose between that and a proper home console. He said he would go with an Xbox or a PlayStation. But I'm not. He didn't. He said, and I asked him why, and he said that the portability didn't seem to matter to him at all. He said he didn't need to be playing games while he walked around, I guess like the woman in the video when she's going over to the party and she's like,
yeah,
damn, this Mario game is fucking so hot. I can't stop playing for 1 minute to walk next door. But that being said,
I'm definitely going to buy one of these.
Okay.
We know you are,
but it's strictly because it's the only place to play the Nintendo games. I think it's going to be an underpowered home console. Because how could it not be with being portable and everything as well? It's going to...
It's an NVIDIA Shield,
right? Yeah, it's... I don't think Nintendo's portable business is going away. Because I don't see this as a replacement for the 3DS.
So you think they're going to either continue to support the 3DS with new games...
Or there's something else coming for portable.
Or there's something else coming? Because that's really what it needs to be seen.
This thing can't be their only portable device unless they're just saying goodbye to the portable market. Because this thing, it prices itself out of, this is just a portable device I'm handing my kid.
So you mean it's got to be well over $200?
Oh yeah, I think this is somewhere in the 350 range.
Well, look, it's only the tablet itself, the leak specs on the tablet, and they're supposed to be from a very reliable source. Say that it's a 6.2 or 6-inch screens, whatever, something around there, but only 720p. And if you look at, the Shield right now, the NVIDIA Shield, which is basically supposed to be a customized Shield, they're $200 and they're 1080p. So maybe this thing could be cheap. Maybe it could be $200. If this thing is $200,
if it's $200, they'll sell a ton of it.
Do you
just
think?
Because $200 is a beautiful price for a device.
Okay. But listen, well, here's the follow up. If it's $200, do they still need to have a DS line or some sort of portable
Maybe
line?
Not. I think, and we talked about this briefly. I think part of what Nintendo may be going for, and again, this is something that still needs to be seen, is not only would they be able to have one device that's both their portable and their home console, it also streamlines the game development process, where they're not making two Smash Brothers games, they're only making one Smash Brothers game.
Right.
And that's definitely cost effective. All the Nintendo sales numbers came out this week, and Smash Brothers for the 3DS and the Wii U combined sold the same amount as Smash Brothers for the Wii. So if they made one game and only had to pay one team of developers to make a Smash Brothers, theoretically...
That's a little bit convoluted, though, because
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying...
Base of the Wii to begin with, you're attached...
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of overlap there, yes.
People weren't buying games, really, for that. Well, I guess they were Brothers, they were.
Yeah, a lot of people bought Smash Brothers, and a lot of people bought games with Mario in it, but if you're only making one Mario
They only
game,
want to make one. I'm pretty sure that the portable line is going away. They don't, that just like you said, Wombat, they want to save money. Everything that Nintendo does, I think, pretty much is based upon saving money and trying to...
And that's sort of the genius of the console. It's not that the console's so great. It's the amount of money they can save on game development. Or in even a better case scenario, they're able to produce more games quicker. So we're not still waiting for that great Zelda game to come out, for the Wii U. Now they can actually churn one out a little quicker because,
They've only been developing that for the Wii U. That does not work for this argument. They've been developing that for one console.
Yeah, well, they did make new Zelda games. They made a couple of Zelda games for the 3DS.
But it's not the same people.
There was that one that I played that was excellent.
It's not the same people making that versus the... Sure, but it's a different development team.
I know, and now they only need one team to work on one Zelda game. So maybe it's a combination of both those teams. Maybe it's just one of those teams.
I'm pretty sure they said...
And that other team goes on to make something else.
Hasn't Nintendo said that this is their plan? I'm pretty sure that this isn't like a secret, no?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I think that's what makes the most sense.
They have very much said that they are positioning this as a home console. and that the 3DS isn't going away, and they have been kind of choosing their words carefully about the portable side. Now, if this thing can come in at $200, then sure, this can be their portable as well, but I just don't see it.
Or do they make a version of it that doesn't come with the docking station and is just the portable?
Docking station is just a piece of plastic that has,
I know,
that's connecting an HDMI out signal and power.
Power.
So that's, yeah, it doesn't need to be very pricey, but I feel like
crazier things have happened.
I feel like, I mean, if when you look at what they've said so far, I feel like they're going to try to sell this thing for $200, and then maybe everything is additional.
They haven't said anything, though.
They haven't said anything.
They're not saying anything. They're saying that they're not going to sell it at a loss, and that we'll learn more on January 12th.
Can't wait.
It better be cheap.
Yeah. So you're going in at 200. Shipwreck, you're at 350?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know that I'm saying 200, but that's what they should be.
So what do you think it's going to be?
Well,
you know how much a Wii U costs right now?
Too much.
Way too much. You know how many they're selling?
Right.
Zero.
Have they figured that out? I don't know that they figured anything out. Have they figured anything? I don't know. I'd say 250. 250 is my guess.
All right. I'll go in the middle then. I'll go with 300.
So Wombat's coming in at Wii U current price. Cheapy's coming in at under Wii U current price, and I'm going over Wii U current price.
The 720p aspect of the screen, to me, feels like that's like very, that's not cutting edge at all.
I read this week that the chips alone cost Nintendo $50.
Okay.
May not be a reliable source, but
how much could a 6-inch 720p screen cost?
Pretty sure everything I read on Twitter is true. So $50.
So the interesting thing is, I mean, we've been talking about this, you know, there's been rumors about this thing forever, like years and years. And it turns out they were pretty true from the very beginning. The earliest rumors were pretty much true. The only thing
lots of fairly accurate rumors, yes.
The only thing we really didn't know is how the portable aspect was going to work, if it was going to be like some sort of streaming system or what. But this is how they've done it. They've done it with just a tablet with a video out and a docking station. So I know somebody wrote in, like, what would we have done differently? Shipwreck, what would you prefer? And if you were running Nintendo,
I would prefer playing Nintendo games on a modern console.
On just something as powerful as a PlayStation or an Xbox.
Yes.
But how can they compete?
I would prefer. I don't know if that's the right solution for Nintendo by any means, but I just know that every time I play a Nintendo game, I feel like I'm playing it on an inferior product.
Why is that? And why can't...
And I actually am going to... I'll go the opposite. I think that they should have doubled down on a portable console that is significantly less expensive than the 3DS. I know the 2DS is $80, but it's not as elegant. Maybe something a little more powerful. Something that isn't dual screen. But like, under $100.
You want them to make games look like N64 games?
Well, no. I think games that look like Wii U games and are portable for under $100.
That's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible.
If they make if it's a phone and you sign up for a contract, like a nice contract.
Right. $100 Wii. You heard me when I said the Wii U costs $300 currently, right?
I know, but it wouldn't be a Wii U.
But it wouldn't be as powerful, but portable.
Yes. Just as powerful, but portable, and under $100.
For a third of the price.
And it can make you fly.
Right.
And it can make you fly.
Do you think...
So you would make them do the impossible.
I would make them throw down and have a real system. Spend some money. Takes money to make money. Sometimes
I don't think anyone.
Maybe I think they're making money just fine, and they're just looking for the next like hit again.
Cheap. I mean, cheap hit. They don't want to spend money.
Yeah, cheap. Right. Right. They want to spend money making great games, which I firmly believe Nintendo knows how to make games as well as, or if not better than any other game like developer.
That is a fact. I will agree with you on that.
That's why it's so frustrating that I feel like I'm playing on an inferior product whenever I'm playing these games.
And when you look
at, and I think that's why it's important that they streamline the development process, though, and only have one,
right?
Have one console and not compete with themselves.
I think that's the goal. I think that's the goal.
And that was the mistake that they did last generation, was having the Wii U and the 3DS.
I can't fault them for that mistake. That's been their business model since the 80s.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying that they were. That they knew that was going to happen. I'm just saying that's what happened.
The mistake was the Wii U was not a good idea.
No. If they had just done a 3DS and not a Wii U, but then everyone would wonder why they left the home console. They had to have
No, I just think they didn't need to leave the home console. They just needed to not make the Wii U the home console.
They needed to make the GameCube too.
Perfect.
Maybe. Yep. With a normal controller.
Yeah. Normal controller. Yes. If they had that with the 3DS, I don't know. Hindsight's 20/20, and we don't work for Nintendo, but.
Well, then you get the third parties, though, too, because it's easy to port your games over. I mean, this thing's not going to get the third parties again.
No, it's not.
It's going to get the same third party support that Nintendo has been getting for the last 15 years.
That's why it's important that Nintendo's able to churn out more games at a faster clip if this is all they're going to have. That's the other problem with the Wii U. There just aren't enough. There aren't enough games coming out fast enough for the Wii U. There never was during its lifetime, which was not true of the 3DS.
Well, that's because the 3DS is just so much easier to develop for.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. If you're not going to have third party support, you need to have a plan in place to get games out there at a higher frequency. And if that means having all of your development teams develop games for that home console, that's what you have to do. And that's what this is.
I think so. I think it's a
strategy, but then you're also eating into your own user base a little bit too, because you're stacking your games right on top of each other.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to come out with a game every other week, but at least have a game each quarter would be a nice change of pace for Nintendo.
Finally, we can go back to getting like all the different.
I think
Mario
they've had
sports.
A game each quarter. I think they've had a game each quarter.
Have they had a game each quarter? I don't even know.
You guys don't own a Wii U, so you wouldn't. But it has a decent library of Nintendo games. It just has no third party support to speak of, and the console is just not.
I mean, I feel like there's how many Mario games are there?
There
could be more.
Is
proper platformers. I mean, I don't mean like paper ones.
There's Mario Maker.
Mm-hmm.
There's New Super Mario Brothers something.
Two. Yeah.
With the Luigi add-on as well, which they release as two separate products. There's Mario 3D World.
Sure. Isn't that it?
How many do you need? The system's only been out for 3 years.
Has it only been 3 years? I thought it was five.
I don't remember.
I was gonna say they need at least one a year.
Well, I think you're right, Wombat, actually. I think they're consolidating to get out more software.
Look at that.
Makes sense. It's cheap.
It came out.
They're cheaping out.
The Wii U came out in November of 2012.
So 4 years. 2012? 4 years.
4 years. So we were both wrong.
Boop, boop, boop. Should we talk about... We'll talk more about the Switch next week, I'm sure. But
We're going to be talking about it for the next 77 days. So 11 more episodes of this before we actually know.
I don't know about that. I think we're probably not going to talk about it again until we
there's
know
gonna
more
be a rumor
about it.
There's a rumor every day about it.
Right. There's a lot of leak. It's very leaky.
I haven't even been paying attention.
Oh, it's so leaky, and the leaks have been dead on. And they announced it's going to be...
3-hour battery life is what the leaks are saying currently.
I saw that one. I saw the 3-hour battery life. That's kind of lame.
It's lame.
That's what and you also get that with they're a gonna powerful make thing
so
like this,
many
though.
Accessories. You're not going to believe it. So many, all the best accessories.
They did
I know accessories. They're going to make all the best accessories. Trust me.
It did mention a lot of accessories. You posted that thing in the chat, right? About accessories.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
They said that to the Wall Street Journal.
That's what I feel like. They're going to try to sell it to you with nothing to make it as cheap as possible. And then you're buying like all the different controllers you want and...
You want a left joystick? $20.
You want two left?
You want a right joystick? $50.
I'm not sure that's what
they'll be $20 each.
You know what I mean.
$20 each, though, that pro controller they showed, which is what all us old guys want to play with, it'll be $50.
I think that's what they're going to do. I hate to say it, but I think Wombat's right. I don't hate to say it.
They get Pokemon on home console with this as well.
Right.
Yep. It's another, Pokemon on home console. Animal Crossing on a home console.
That exists.
All right. Let's go to Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught at multi-platforming, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk about Bethesda's review policy announcement that they posted on their blog. They said that they will no longer be sending critics early copies of the games. In recent times, they've started this new thing where they only send the critics the copies the day before release, I guess, or the day of release. Or maybe they mail it out the day before. I don't know when they actually get it. And the reason for this was that they stated was that they wanted everybody to enjoy the games at the same time. That's important.
I think where that makes sense is, in these online multiplayer games, it actually makes a lot of sense. And I think it would probably be better for the consumer if review copies weren't sent until after the game was actually live and out there. Because we've seen a handful of games this year alone where...
But that's not what they said,
environment,
though.
I know. I'm just saying there's better reasoning for this policy than what Bethesda came up with. Now
they don't need a reason. They tried to come up with a reason for something they don't need a reason.
Exactly.
That's true too. I don't know. Let them do what they want.
That blog post did not need to. That was almost like just antagonizing all the games media for no reason.
I know, but it was pretty funny to read all the tweets about it.
All the sour grapes.
Yeah, it was pretty amusing.
That was actually a comment from one of our listeners. Where is that?
It's right here. Patrick Bishop had to say, "The think pieces from Gaming Press today about Bethesda decision reek of sour grapes. What do you guys think?"
I mean, I totally get it with the games media. I get the response, but you have to understand these companies are going to do what's best for them, and they actually do the research to find that out. I don't think that this was just some decision that some guy just pulled out of his ass. They must have done research that showed that early reviews don't help them or possibly hurt them.
And they said Bethesda's going to give games review copies out a day early, which, if anything, helps out Twitch streamers and YouTubers.
Well, that's a totally different situation too, because they've already got plenty of YouTube and Twitch streamers out there streaming these games
early,
weeks before.
So they don't really, it's not about everybody playing together at the same time, I guess.
But if you're a consumer and you really want to see the game the day before it comes out, you're going to be able to see the game the day before it comes out.
You'll be able to see weeks and months is what we're saying, because they're giving it to the streamers, the super enthusiastic streamers.
The ones who aren't going to shit on the game as they're playing it.
Right.
And even in that situation where, even an enthusiastic streamer that's telling you how much they love what they're playing, being able to watch it does lend itself to letting you decide for yourself in ways that some written reviews may not be able to.
At the same time, that's giving... For better or worse, that's giving a lot of power to the basically advertising here with these streamers.
Of course it is.
I
It's part of controlling the message.
Because it's not, those aren't critical reviews.
No, they are not. I think as a consumer, you need to understand that going in, that when you're watching these early streams that are, you know, authorized by the publisher, the opinion is.
But you're watching somebody play. It's like not like this.
But exactly.
It's not a review.
You're seeing the game. Yeah. But if you're seeing the actual game.
Yeah, you make your own decision.
You can't say, I didn't know what I was getting when I bought this game, because you watched someone play an hour of it.
Sure. It's, you know, I
think we're just going to see this more and more from the AAA companies that don't need the reviews.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, if someone wants to play, it's not like someone's going to, I watched an hour of this guy play Skyrim. I had no idea it was an RPG.
Yeah, you'll get an, I mean, you only need to watch for 2 minutes and you know what a game's about. And it doesn't, you know, you'll still get an idea. You may not need a review. The company, you know, they just want to control the message. And if they can, then if they can do it, and they can through YouTube streamers and Twitch streamers, then they're just going to do it that way. I mean,
they get to control the message. The consumer still gets to see what the game is like before it's released and make their educated decision. It just may require a little bit more outside thought than in the past.
We all know why they do it. I don't, you know, and if I was running a company.
It's the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same reason Bethesda does E3 like they do now.
They figured out, they must have decided that this way is better for them. Their job is not to put their own show out.
They don't have to listen and do individual presentations for all the different press outlets.
Right.
And they have a focus message. It has a web broadcast at the same time, so it streams to everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
It makes good business sense.
Right. Their job is
if you make good games that, and you have a trusted name with IP that people know. Like, yeah. I don't know that this makes perfect sense for Dishonored 2.
Dishonored 1 was really good, though.
It's not exactly a household.
I don't think Dishonored 2 has the huge following and fan base.
No, it doesn't.
It's
going to be interesting to see if that hurts or helps. Skyrim, I don't think they need to send out early review copies on.
Right. They, you know, Bethesda's not in the business of making sure that gaming websites get all the hits, you know, by getting early review copies. And, you know, we like these websites and I want to see them do well, but Bethesda and these other companies, it's not their duty to do what's best for these websites. It's their duty to do what's best for their company, and they've decided that this is the way to go. So what can you do? Besides complain about it on Twitter and write articles.
You can become an enthusiastic streamer.
Right. I do agree with you, Shiv, that there was no reason for that blog post. It was just...
No, yeah, that was just weird.
It was almost like just taunting them.
Maybe that was what they were doing. I don't know. Made my afternoon go a little faster, so, you know, I don't mind.
Right. All right. What is Monster Jam?
It's a monster truck game.
Oh. What system is it on?
All of them.
It's like an Android game or something?
No, I've been playing it on the Xbox One.
I mean, port it over? No?
Oh, I don't think so. It's a monster truck game. It's actually what it is with the...
Have you been playing as Gravedigger?
Huh? You? I had to unlock Gravedigger, but I did.
Nice. Good for you.
Yes. So I have been driving around as Gravedigger. So I'm going to describe a game to you, Shipwreck, that you're going to be like, ooh, I would like to play this game. Imagine Tony Hawk Pro Skater, but instead of being a guy on a skateboard, you're driving a monster truck. Also, imagine a game like Trials, but instead of being on a motorbike, it's a monster truck. Those two concepts actually sound, to me, they sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in practice, and probably on a very tight budget.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a game that's the designers have high concepts and budget kind of constrains them on them.
Exactly. So I
mean, is this an Activision joint?
Yeah, I think it's one of those. I'm pretty sure it's an Acta budget.
I thought that line was dead.
I think they have some things that are still coming out down the
Monster Jam.
Down the ways.
Oh, it's a licensed it was a TV show.
It's a Is it a TV show?
I've been to Monster Jam before.
I've heard of it.
To a Monster Jam. Yeah. It has all the licensed trucks in it. And the trucks look great. It's like they spend all of the graphics budget on the trucks because everything else kind of looks like mud.
It's not Activision.
It's, again, it's, I'll say this much. It's definitely was made for made on a very tight budget. I do believe the game's heart is in the right place.
I'll say that much. Put that on the box, guys. It was made on a tight budget and just a lot of heart. Yeah.
I mean, the reason why I wanted to play it, though, is because I knew my son would, my son loves monster trucks. I'm like, oh, monster truck game.
Sure.
Let's give that a shot. And yes, he does. He loves it. So if you have a five-year-old that loves monster trucks, I don't, it might be a little pricey as it is right now. I think it's $30. So it probably would be better at like, as like a $15, maybe even less kind of a game. I did get 15 out of 30 achievements in about 45 minutes.
Nice. So good for you.
So it's got that going for it. But the trials stuff is all right. It just needed a little more time.
What is this game called? I can't even find it on Activision.
It's called Monster Jam Crush It.
Yes.
I'm on Major Nelson's blog right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I found it. It's published by Game Mill.
This has gone over to Game Mill. Okay, the license has. Okay. The Activision definitely used to handle these games, but now that their licensed wing is either shut down or shutting down.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Game Mill.
You know, it could be a lot worse. It could be a whole lot better.
Perfect. What about the Skylanders? Is this from last week, or have you been playing more Imaginators?
Oh yeah, well, I'd bought it last week, but I hadn't played it yet.
Okay.
And I had a whole bunch of questions. So can you answer my questions now?
No, I've played like an hour and a half of this game. I have only been playing as the two characters that come in the starter set. You also get one of those creator crystals or whatever, mm-hmm. where you can create your own character. We have been unlocking things like constantly, like new pieces to use for that stuff, new body parts, new sayings, new like clothing, weapons, all kinds of stuff. But I have not got to the point in the game where I have needed to use the crystals or anything. So I still cannot comment on how that's used. I will say that it seems like the game gives you a lot of stuff, so you probably don't really need to go buy those little blind bags. I'm sure you need to go buy crystals and all the different like characters with all the different element types if you want to do everything the game has to offer. But so far, it's back to traditional Skylanders hack and slash. Like there's a racing arena in there, but it's not like the last game where halfway through a level, all of a sudden you were in a racing portion.
Meow.
So, yeah,
that's racing.
It seems like a good Skylanders game. The TV show starts tomorrow on Netflix.
Can't wait.
I will watch it tomorrow because I will sit down and watch it with my
I'm sure it's cute. It doesn't have to do much, so.
Hopefully it's not like Inspector Gadget. Netflix is Inspector Gadget.
I understand. Yeah, Netflix is, it's hit or miss. Maybe, hopefully it's more like Peabody and Sherman and less like The Croods.
Well, right. Netflix stuff is generally pretty good for the younger age.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Care Bear stuff was pretty good on there. I don't know.
The Voltron was really good.
I don't know how Popples was. We didn't really watch that.
I tried to explain to my kids what Popples were. Like we saw it on the Netflix thing, and I tried to explain. They were just like, that's dumb. I'm like, no, they were very popular for like a year. This sounds stupid, Dad. I'm like, all right, we won't watch it.
Did you tell them about Wuzzles after that?
I did, actually. I love the Wuzzles.
You know Wombat.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. You wish you were a fucking Bumble Lion.
All right. I remember that. I don't like that show. I wasn't down with that show. All right, let's talk about Sony. Come on. Don't talk about Wuzzles. Geppetto. See, I could read this one, finally. I was listening to a CADcast from a few years ago. It was day one, E3 2014, I think. And Cheapy and Shipwreck played Eve Valkyrie and raved about the Oculus and Eve. It wasn't Wombat's thing. He was like, meh. Cheapy said, I would buy an Oculus just for Eve. I remember you guys loving it. What caused the major change from loving the direction of VR to basically vilifying it and basically calling it a gimmick? You guys have been really hard on VR. It does seem weird. There's been a lot.
I've been consistent.
You've been consistent. Nobody's complaining about Wombat, really. But there have been a lot of messages like this and messages saying in the show thread saying that at least one of us should get PSVR because like we owe it. Because we owe it to the listeners. And I usually don't read the comments, and I made the mistake of reading the comments, and it got to me, and I went out and I bought a PlayStation VR, and I didn't tell you about
it. Did you really?
And I didn't tell you about it. I've been keeping it a secret. And actually, somebody caught me because I didn't turn off my online status, so they caught me doing one of the VR demos. So I had to they caught me on Twitter, and they were like, they called me out, and I had to silence them.
So
yeah, I've had it for a couple of days now, and I can give you a full report. I will say, and I bought it specifically so I could talk about it on the CADcast, not because I thought I needed it, also because I wanted to play Res Area X in VR. So I'll say this: I'll give some compliments where they're due. It was extremely easy to set up. All the cables are numbered with stickers on them, and I would say
1 through 75.
Nope, it's 1 through 5, I believe. And less than 10 minutes to put the whole from opening the box to set up. It's pretty much foolproof. I already had the camera, the only one that you could find was the $400 version, and that's the one I got. That's where my $25 in reward certificates went, Chip. I was very impressed with how easy it was to set up. I will say that in terms of the actual unit itself, it's very comfortable, but I have to work very hard to make sure that light doesn't come in from the sides. It's best at night when you don't have to make sure the rubber flaps are blocking out all the light. Maybe that I have a weird shaped face, but that's just the way it is. But it's easy to adjust. I had Mrs. Chibi try it on, and she played through Res. She was able to adjust. She wears glasses. She found it pretty comfortable. I will say Res Area X is amazing, and it's really the perfect VR experience because they figured out how to make you feel like you're flying without the motion sickness in this game, because now, when you use the VR controls for Res, you don't use the sticks at all. It's all head movement, and you're shooting with X. You know, you're locking on and letting go with X, and you use the shoulder buttons to fly or stop. And you can play through the original levels like that too, without the flying part, but just all the head tracking instead of sticks. And it works fantastic. It works great. They must have tweaked it somehow. I don't know what, but it works. It works great. But the Area X is actually made just for VR, and it's just it's the perfect demonstration of VR, especially since I think their headset is a little bit blurry. The resolution's not that high, and because of the Res type graphics, it fits perfectly. It doesn't seem blurry. It seems like the blurry is a feature. Mrs. Chibi played through that level, and she got to the end. She didn't clear it. She died at the end, but she really liked it. That being said, she had all the same complaints that Shipwreck has had since day one. Everything that Shipwreck has ever said about VR, about being locked in and blocking out the family, she brought up the next morning when we were talking about, when she asked me, do you want to know my opinions on VR? She sounded like Shipwreck, basically. But she did like it.
What do you think?
None of my opinions have changed either. I think that there's going to be some really good experiences there. I mean, I don't know how many there are. So there's Rez, and I'll say this. If you want to know if Sony is serious about supporting PlayStation VR, and unfortunately, I think we already have the answer, and the answer is no, because where's the announcement of Rez 2 or Rez VR or just a full game of Rez levels made for VR? Because I can't really imagine a game better suited to demonstrate this. And to be honest, I don't think it costs that much money to make a Rez game. You know, it's not like they're making Grand Theft Auto here. I made it through the credits. They weren't that long. And if you don't hear Sony announcing this, I would be worried. The longer it takes for them to announce this, the more that I'd be worried that there's any games coming in the near future. I played Thumper. That's another music game. And I did enjoy it a lot more in VR than I did I don't know. What do you call non-VR? Standard?
Reality.
Standard.
Regular reality. Actual reality.
Actual reality. AR.
I found that I actually did better in the game with the headset on than without. And just enjoyed it more. And again, these are games where there's not a lot of motion going on. I mean, because then it comes with the demo disc, and I tried Rigs, which is the esports, well, not esports, but sports game with mechs. And I could not play that for even a minute. Like, as soon as, I mean, I played through, like, you're getting into the mech and that was all fine and they're teaching you some stuff. As soon as the game started and you got out onto the field and you're moving and you're looking around and it's just like, oh no. And you're flying up through the air at certain points. No. Just no. I was like, this is not going to end.
Are you going to get Star Wars?
What's that? Oh,
for the PlayStation 4 now?
Oh, maybe. I guess I can. Yeah. See, the whole world is my oyster now.
What about Batman? You gonna go for that one too?
I don't know about Batman. I tried Eve Valkyrie, the demo, which is like ridiculously short. It's pretty impressive. It's not, you know, it's a bummer that the headset resolution is not that as high as the other headsets. And it's,
you know what I like about you getting this?
What's that? You can try it.
I can try it.
Yep.
So I'm on board.
What else did I try? I tried something else that made me very sick. VR Worlds, which just downloaded as soon as I hooked this thing up. So I guess it's free. There was some platformer in there where, oh God, I'm getting nauseous just thinking about it. You control like a little robot running around, like a remote control, but you're walking forward as you're controlling the robot. I don't know. It was just, I couldn't rip that off my head fast enough. But I will say, I mean, the Rez thing is amazing, and I would demonstrate that to anybody who would want to try it, and I wouldn't worry about them getting sick. You can get really far through it without having to be good, which I think is important. Once you get to the very end, you have to really understand the flying aspect, I think, to clear it. I'm just worried that there's not going to be too many of these experiences that are really worth having, and I don't know. But people, I feel like the people who have it, and from the comments that I've read, I feel like they're fine spending $400 just to have that Rez experience. They feel like they have value out of that. So I don't know. I did it for the listeners. That's all. Ty, you didn't ask me what Ty thinks about it.
What does Ty think about it?
Ty doesn't know that I bought it because I just unplug it and I put it in the closet when Ty comes home from school. So he doesn't know. And he hasn't noticed the little mini PlayStation on top of the other PlayStation. So, yeah. And I haven't really decided if he should be allowed to try it or not. It couldn't hurt, right? Like a couple minutes.
I'm sure he'd be fine to play a couple of minutes.
He'd probably be fine.
I'm sure he would be.
So I'll be talking more about it in the future as I play more. But yeah, I'm serious about that Rez thing, though. If they don't announce that shit soon, you'd be worried that there's any more VR games coming that haven't been announced already. What else we got? Anything? Is everybody tired? Everybody ready for bed? Did I put you to sleep with that VR talk?
Pretty much. A little bit. That's cool.
A little bit. I'm sure Campin' Kev is going to be excited that he's coming to visit and stay with me for a couple of days. So now he can play with VR.
I think that's a lot of the appeal of the people that have these are just like, so when people come over, they can slap this thing on their head.
Pretty much. It wasn't as big of a hassle as I thought it would be. I'll say that as well. I over-exaggerated the cable situation and just the hassle, the whole hassle thing. Like, I can literally plug it in and hide it, unplug it and put it in the closet and hook it up again, like, super easy. It's just two things that slide right in. Yeah.
Good.
We did it, guys. We bought things and talked about them. Ta-da! We didn't need a review copy. We did it all on our own.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't. Right. We know somebody who didn't get one.
We do. We are not going to talk about that.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
I did not ask for one of those, nor would I.
That takes balls to ask for one of those.
Yeah, like you, no, I wouldn't do that.
You have to really be, that has to be your job for real. Not fake wombat job.
No.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Did you get Move controllers?
No.
Did you get Move controllers as well?
I did not get the Move controllers, but I saw that they're $25 used at GameStop. I just don't know what I would use them for at this point. I still don't know what other games I should get. And something happened on my demo disc where I can't play demos of certain games, like Super Cube or something, Hyper Super Cube.
Does it need the Move controllers?
No. Oh, I don't know. You think it might tell you that? I don't think so. No, I mean, it won't even let you start the demo. There's no, it only lets you buy the game. The option
never change.
No, what I'm saying, there's no way to play it. It would say you need Move controllers to play this, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
I shouldn't assume anything.
You assume a lot.
Right. Anyway, so I did never say I didn't do anything for the listeners.
I'm just glad it didn't have to be me this time.
Right. And now, by the way,
You're gonna be our Switch guy.
Yeah, I will volunteer to be the Switch guy because I see a place for that in my lifestyle where I'm having my roof parties.
Right. See, it does show the game on the TV when you're playing in VR. So I was watching Mrs. TV play Res Area X fine on the TV. The problem is she has no idea like what I'm doing. I could walk out of the room while she's playing and come back 5 minutes later. She'd have no idea. She's into the game. It's not really a social experience, even if you can watch it on the TV. That's the issue. All right. That's what Mrs. Cheapy brought
up. There's a better chance of me getting a Switch than a VR.
Yeah, I would know. I mean, it's hard to recommend for anybody to spend this type of cash on something like that. You know, we've talked about it to death. We don't need to go.
Yep.
And we'll be talking about it more in the future because...
Have you guys been playing Forza Horizon 3?
Yep, I've been playing.
It's pretty good.
Yep, I've still been playing that. This is why I'm not buying more games at this point.
That's all I play right now for the most part is Forza Horizon 3.
Have you found all my challenges? There's so many.
I've fully upgraded all the festivals.
That's a lot.
I've done all of the showdowns. I'm going through, I think I have like, I don't know, I've done like 22 out of the 30 bucket lists, I think. I've played this game, I think it says like 1 day and 4 hours or something like that is my total time in game. Mm. And I'm like 38% complete.
It's pretty.
You just like it when that lady calls you Robert.
Right. Anna. She has a name. Anna.
It's so disturbing. I always forget.
Hey, Robert, we found a competition not far from your location.
Well, I'm going to set you up there, big boy.
The crazy thing, like, when that, I tweeted about this too, but when I got the achievement for upgrading all the festivals to their, like, the top level or whatever, you can upgrade each one of them 5 times. I think there's, what is there, 5 festivals?
You're way ahead of me.
I'm way ahead of most people, apparently, because only 6% of the people who have played that game have done that.
Yeah.
It's 94% huge. Of the people who are playing this game are never going to see.
Oh, yeah.
anything in this game. Oh, I did all the barn finds too. Those are all done.
How many are there? I don't even know.
Oh, 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
Beats my three.
This is a fantastic, you know, you really only need one racing game, and this is it. I know that's like a cheesy thing to say, but there's a lot going on in there. There's a lot to keep you busy, mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, they have the Ford Fiesta RS. What else do you need?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
They don't, is it purposeful that they don't have the Outback in there?
Subaru?
Oh,
yeah.
I might be coming like, in a pack.
Even when like I was like you listen to the guy describe the cars or whatever when you're in the auto show and he's like describing the Subarus and saying all the different types of Subarus. It seems like he purposefully does not say the Outback.
It's probably coming in a DLC pack because you think that's really in demand because it's the Australian Outback.
Because you're playing right. in the Outback yep. and you should drive an Outback in the Outback.
That's gonna you know put asses in seats, Chip, when they see that Subaru Outback.
My ass is in one of those seats every day. So.
Exactly. A lot of people driving those.
Is your car in a GB? I forgot.
No.
Okay.
My Lamborghini Countach is not in there.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Actually, it is in there. The Lamborghini is.
I know that.
I think I have it. I think I have Cobra Commander on the side of it.
Classy.
Mm-hmm. I pick out the classiest paint jobs when I go and I go to the cartoon tab on the paint jobs.
Wait, there's a cartoon? Wait, what? There's tabs for
Yeah, when you do a search, like when you buy a car, if you hit the search button, then you can search all the different like designs that people have uploaded.
Are you talking about in the auctions, in the auction house?
Just in the auto show where you're buying a car.
So once you buy it and you're choosing your design, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that there was any tabs or anything. I thought they're just the ones that you scroll through.
No, there's you can sort through those. If you do a search and then you can go to these different tabs and there's like realistic and racing.
Is that new
one of the
or no?
Sci-fi. No, it's been there the whole time.
Oh my God.
One of the tabs is cartoons.
Fuck, how come?
So you can.
I always go with the factory settings. Like one of the factory colors. I don't like the cars to make my car.
You're a purist.
Stupid. Maybe I am, but it's the only tab I go to is, you know, the factory colors that are available.
See, I know those tabs.
No, these are, I have like a car that has Animal from the Muppets on it. And
see,
I don't know you anymore.
I've got my Jeep Wrangler is the Barbie Jeep. It's pretty great.
I bet it is.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, it's a great game. That's like a, you know, that's a game you could just play forever. They don't need to make Forza Horizon 4 almost, but they will.
They will.
They got it down. They're in the zone now. They can't stop. Cagbag. At CryAngelo. God, I'd cry in Gallegos or something. Wants us to mention that Titanfall 2 does not have a season pass. And we forgot to mention
great.
That. That's
does it have DLC or no?
No, all maps are going to be free. I guess it must have cards. They must have cards.
Yeah, I think it has cards and like just cosmetic things that you can buy as well.
Long live cards, the answer and cause of all of our problems.
Yeah, I saw that Sony announced that Ken Griffey Jr. is the cover athlete for MLB 17.
How behind the times? He doesn't even play anymore.
Right, right. So I quickly had to look to see, like, okay, what does that mean? Like, how do I get to play as Ken Griffey Jr. in this game? And then there was, like, three paragraphs describing all the pre-order, like, cards I can get. And I was like, okay, I have no idea what's going on here. I'm assuming I just need to pay money to play as Ken Griffey Jr.
Cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it. I think we're done. We made it to the end. And I kept my secret from you guys. It was very...
Kind of.
It was... What do you mean?
You did just flat out say in our chat that you were going to Best Buy to buy...
No, I didn't. But I didn't buy it, though. I didn't buy it then. I said I didn't say that. I never said that. Wombat, did I say that?
I honestly don't pay attention to most of what you said.
Perfect.
You said it, and I didn't respond to it. I'm like, he might be joking, but he probably is actually going there. I'm not going to talk him out of this.
I didn't. I think when I said that, I hadn't done it at the time. I bought it on Tuesday. So, anyway. All right. Well, let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG to get that free post-shave bomb added to your order and get that starter kit for free. Just the $3 shipping, harrys.com. And follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And are you still doing Uninformed Opinions? I haven't heard about
that. Yes, we did a new episode this week.
What was it about?
The cinematic X-Men universe.
Oh. There's a couple good ones.
Yeah, you could listen to the show.
Find out what the good ones are.
Exactly.
Why don't you just tell me what the good ones are?
Nope.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Catching Cobra's really tough, you know. And Cobra's up to something that would be I do.
Introducing the new Joe's Barbecue and Shipwreck.
We're going to stop Cobra this time.
G.I. Joe!
After him! Yo,
G.I. Joe Bridge Layer comes with driver, or Striker comes with driver. Other figures and equipment sold separately from Hasbro.
Hi, this is Ty, and today we're going to be talking about the Nintendo Switch, and I'm also here with...
Ty's father.
Who's... name is also David.
That's true.
So, okay.
So we just watched the Nintendo Switch reveal on YouTube, the reveal video.
It's good.
And it's good. The first thing you said after we finished watching it was...
I want it.
But you said it in a normal voice.
I want it. That's what I said, yeah.
Okay. And then I asked you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
Would you rather have... the Nintendo Switch or an Xbox One or a PS4?
Right. And what was your answer?
Xbox One.
Right. Even or a PS4 or just Xbox One? When I asked that question, I was sort of grouping.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Either. Okay, so why? Why would you, if you had to have only one?
Because I don't want to be walking around playing video games. Like, every step I take, it's every button I push. I mean, I'd rather do it at home and I could just sit on the couch and relax.
Did you make that up, or did you hear that at school or something?
No, I just made that up. Why? Nobody talks about that.
Okay.
Nobody talks just about asking? The Switch.
No, I mean, Switch. Just the every
no,
step
no,
I take.
No.
Okay, where are you going?
I learned it in writing. Well, yeah.
What's that?
I learned it in reading.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we learned that kind of stuff, like every step that you take or everything.
Oh, that type of wording.
Yeah.
Not that particular phrase.
No.
Okay. Here, put this. You don't have to look at the ping pong catalog. Just look at me.
Okay.
So how come? What's the bit? Why? So you don't need to be walking around playing. But this one, you can hook it up into the TV. Also, you can do both.
I know.
So how come you would prefer? How come you would prefer to have the a regular console, like a PlayStation or an Xbox?
Because.
Stop kicking the table.
Because. I feel like you don't need both. I feel like you don't need a
the portableness.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't need. We don't need both. Like, you only need one.
I see. All right.
That's what I mean. I mean, it's like too much. I feel.
Right. What about books?
Not what.
I don't know.
Books are the best.
It was just funny.
I don't walk around reading books. What are you talking about?
You literally will walk through a parking lot reading a book.
No, I won't.
You will.
And no, I won't.
I have to watch to make sure that you don't get hit by a car. Why? You don't grab my nose. come on. Like, don't be embarrassed. It's okay.
It's not being embarrassed. I'm just telling the truth.
Right. You do have to be careful, though.
But I'm not. I don't walk around reading books.
All right.
That's probably your imagination.
I must be imagining. Your mom must be imagining that, too. Anyway, any other thoughts about the Nintendo Switch? Because we have to go to a Playdate really, really soon.
Like now.
Anything else? Like, it's coming out. I think there's going to be more information available in January. We're going to learn out. There's going to be another
announcement. It looks delicious.
The Switch looks delicious?
No, not really. I just want to play it now. I don't really care, but I just want to have it now.
You just want to have it. You still want to have it.
Yeah, because we have both. So.
Okay, I get it. So your original assessment was if you had nothing, right?
Yeah, peace out.
Are we done?
No, maybe. I don't know. What.
Any other thoughts? Parting thoughts?
Parting.
Goodbye thoughts? Anything else that you've been thinking about lately that you need to tell the people about?
Peace out.
That's it?
And YOLO.
Okay, great.
And that's it. Okay, so goodbye, everybody.